it's a great day for football. It's a great day for a lot of things today. And it was a great day for the guys practicing, which I appreciate as a coach. They were high energy and sharp. And we're going to need to be because we're playing a very good team in some tough conditions on Sunday. But we're looking forward to it and looking forward to our fans being out there and being raucous. It's a good word, right? You know how to spell that one, Jameson? Okay. What questions do you have?
How is Lamar feeling today?
He was feeling good, full of life, full of life. He looked good out there, and he was back, and he's recovered. So.
You noticed Odell was not out there today, just a bet day?
Yes. Yeah, that was my day. Gave him a day today. He had two really good days of practice.
Lamar missed five games each of the past two seasons down the stretch. What luxury is that to have him back this year for that stretch run, maybe to keep running the playoffs?
Well, you know, December football is just so important. It's Advent, you know, the Advent. We are seeking something in Advent, and we're definitely seeking something from a football perspective in December. So that's what we're after right now. I know you like that one, Bo. Just you kind of tell you, yeah, that works. But we want to be at our best, you know, and obviously having Lamar and all the guys where they're at right now, ready to go, is something that we're excited about. But we've got some things to accomplish, and it starts but just playing our best football from day to day and from game to game.
John, given Marcus Williams feeling better, Marlon Humphrey said he's ready to go, how difficult are kind of the decisions that come even on game day, just
right,
with having all those guys ready to play, all the guys have contributed at this point, but now you have to make some decisions in the secondary?
No question. I mean, there's going to be healthy scratches. You know, we haven't had too many healthy scratches this year, so there'll be some healthy scratches. And that's not an indication, obviously, of how well guys can contribute for us because they've contributed already so well. So it's just going to be kind of strategic based on what we're faced with and, you know, what gives us the best chance to deal with whatever we have to deal with during the game, personnel-wise.
John, this is sort of an oddball Friday question, but what is the sort of art or science behind how you pair guys up in the locker room? How do you do the neighbor?
The science of it? Well, there's a lot of science that goes into that.
However you want to describe it.
I'm a big science guy, you know. Remember the Saturday Night Live skit when they were busting Tom Brady for not being a science computer? Yeah, that line right there. Yeah, like a science computer would. It's just a feel thing. I work with Megan McLaughlin on it because she's in charge of the locker room. Lockers and who gets them and stuff. So we just kind of work together on it and just move guys around as we go. It's really you could put anybody next to anybody on this team. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And we do like to mix it up. We don't put them by position. We don't put them by jersey number. We put them by, life. You know, just move them around. And I think it helps. I think it helps guys get to know different guys, which is a good thing.
Do you have like a little chart that you have everybody?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, we're organized. Yeah, science computer stuff. Yeah, exactly. Charts, things like that.
Are there ever ones that sort of give you a chuckle inside? Just the idea of these two guys together. You don't have to specify which ones, but are there ones
nobody has ever said, I've never had a complaint. Nobody's ever chuckled. Nobody's ever said anything to me about it. Everybody just goes and grabs their stuff. Wherever the name is over their locker, that's where they go. And we appreciate that. Occasionally, yeah. Well, usually the guys who've been here the longest get the best spots. You know, I am conscious of that. I know what the good spots are. You know, the good lots. Yeah, they get the bigger lots. Yeah.
John, you enjoy having Jerry back on the field.
Yeah, great to have Jerry back. It's good to see him out there. It's always fun when Jerry rolls into town. You know, so and actually, you're picking his brain a little bit. He watches us. You know, and well, he was out there in the middle of things. I saw that. So
it looks like he never stops coaching.
No, I think it's definitely his who he is. And he gave me some good philosophy this morning, so I appreciate it.
Did you check out the trophies on your way in and have any thoughts on your way back?
The what?
The soccer trophies.
Oh, the soccer trophies. I did. They're really big trophies. A lot bigger than ours. Our Lombardi trophy is not that big, you know. But I don't know that the value is necessarily in the size of the trophy. Although what they accomplished was pretty incredible, right? And to win across the board like that, it's like a grand slam kind of soccer, right? So I'm kind of getting more into soccer now. We've had a chance to meet some people in the business, the other football, and it's really cool. It's a cool sport. So plus I'm a big fan of the show, you know. Ted Lasso. So,
John, we're going to hear from Josh Fiennes in a moment. To have a player like that, he came in as an undrafted rookie, was here, helped you win a Super Bowl, left, and then came back.
Right.
What's it like to kind of see his career and follow it from afar, and then him to come back and retire as a Raven?
Right. Well, Josh Fiennes is announcing his retirement as a Raven today. His whole family's here. His beautiful family's here with his amazing wife and kids, and they'll be walking around here right now. Look at this family, and he's got a couple sons that probably be looking at Michigan here in a couple years. Ozzy was trying to recruit him for Alabama already. Josh said absolutely not, because where did Josh go to school?
Auburn,
right? War Eagle. So, but to me, it's kind of Josh is a person, player, man, who epitomizes the opportunity that football represents. Okay, the true meritocracy that we like to talk about in football, that no matter where you come from, no matter what you, where you've been, your background, whatever it is, how heralded you are or you are not, how much you're talked about, whatever it might be, the content of your character, your talent, your work effort, your ability just to find a way to get the job done and produce, and whatever the job may be. To me, that's what Josh Fiennes represents. As you said, undrafted free agent. Probably, people probably weren't betting on him to make the team even way back then. 12 seasons later, 12, a starter almost every game for 12 seasons, productive starter, making tackles, setting records for tackles, all the things he did. And then not just that, past the football stuff, which you have to do, you have to produce, but the locker room, the leadership, the mentorship, the example that he sets for the guys by the type of a family man he is, the father, the husband that he is. I think guys look at that, and it makes a difference. And I know he's been there for guys just to talk to and make a difference in their lives. So that's what a Hall of Famer is to me. A Hall of Famer, yeah, he's that kind of a player that deserves that kind of recognition in terms of being all the accolades that he's accomplished as a football player, but a Hall of Famer in life, in relationships. So the beauty of football to me is someone like that. And without any further ado, Josh Fiennes.